desde Barcelona.
Desde Barcelona estamos en la presentación de Jane Network Eat With, el éxito de una startup, con Guy Mifflin, jueves 3 de abril de 2014. Presenta para ustedes Raquel Hubschman desde Barcelona.
So I actually thought how to do that, and what I thought to do is to start with telling you the story in the way I usually tell it to the media and to investors, which looks really, really nice and rosy and everything is great. And then I'll step out of the slides and I'll just tell you the story in a more private or in more personal level, and because at the end of the day it's a lot of ups and downs in entrepreneurship. And the last 2 years, which have been amazing for me, there are a lot of downs. And usually when you talk to the media and to other people, you don't talk about the downs, you only talk about the ups. And yeah, so I'll share with you both the ups and the downs of this crazy roller coaster of the last few years. And then I'll be happy to answer any question you might have. So a few words about myself. I grew up in Israel, in Haifa, if you know Haifa. And I'm married, I have two kids. I'm living today in Tel Aviv, and actually moving to San Francisco next month. And about 3 years ago, I was traveling with my wife for a vacation in Greece. And we fell into like all those tourist traps, like basically like walking on La Rambla and eating in all those frozen paella places. And then after a few days, a family invited us home for a dinner through a friend of a friend. And this dinner, this family, their name was the Papadakis family. Mm-hmm. And that's them. And this dinner was just amazing. So we sat there and they invited the neighbors. And after 4 days of feeling a tourist, I felt for the first time as if I'm a local for a few hours. And so I went back to Israel. I said, "Oh, this was such an amazing thing. There's probably a website that allows you when you travel to meet locals and to eat with locals." So I actually started searching on Google and on the web, and there was nothing like that. It was like very small initiative, like in Italy, but nobody was doing it on a global level. And so I said, "Okay, let's just go and try and build this thing." Airbnb just back then, if you know Airbnb, they just raised a lot of money and they did it for accommodation. And I said, "Let's go and do the same thing for restaurants. We'll create an alternative to the restaurant world." And so I met up with my partner. He just sold his company to IBM, and he was looking for things to do. And somebody introduced us, and I told him the idea. And he had a similar experience in his previous, when he traveled with his wife. And so he loved the idea also. And within like a month, we started. We went into an incubator in Tel Aviv, which is called the Junction, where basically they bring together like 10 teams every 4 months, and they put you through this program. I think you also have it here in Barcelona, Activa or something. Mm-hmm. They put you in the program with mentors and everything, and at the end of the day, you do a demo day for investors. And so this is the way it looks from the outside. In reality, it actually looks a little bit... This is the way it looks in reality. So it's actually in southern Tel Aviv, in a pretty shitty place. But it was fun, and we went. This is my partner, so we went to lunch. And then after 4 months, we had this demo date. So this is like the investors, and it was a big celebration. And actually, it went very well. This is during the demo day. And about a month and a half later, we closed an investment round. This is us actually signing the investment documents. And we were very lucky. We raised $1.2 million within probably 4 weeks after we graduated from this incubator. And then we started hiring people. So this is our team. So we have here developers, and Maya is doing product and community managers. And we moved into our new office. This is us building like the IKEA furnitures. And after 4 months, we put some kind of a website up. And we didn't know anything about how to build the marketplace. And it was terrible. Like, we thought we'd put the website up and everybody will come. It would be amazing. So you can't really see, but it was a terrible website, and nobody came. And for like 3 weeks, yeah, there was nothing. And so I said, okay, what do we do now? It's terrible. And anyway, it was a really low moment. And then we started to talk to users. So we started to go to our friends and to just people that we met, and we showed them the website, and we said, like, started to get feedback. What's going on? Why don't you use the website? And little by little, we understood that there's a lot of things that you need to improve, especially the visual, and you have to create mechanism for safety when you do marketplaces, like rating and comments and things like that. So we actually took down the website and we started building it all over again. And at the beginning, we did kind of like offline events. So this is actually our first dinner. It's like two German tourists that we caught them in the street, basically, and we told them, okay, you have to come for dinner. So, yeah. So this was the first dinner. This was the first host, and to my point that we didn't know what we were doing, you can see the pictures are terrible, and then we started to talk to other people and to look at other websites, and we understood that the visual is really, really critical when you build the marketplace. So this is the host, and the same host did a dinner afterwards, and you can see that the pictures look completely different and the whole experience looks completely different. I don't know if you can see him in the background, so that's him. And so these were like the kind of things that we learned as we progressed, and then we put up a new website. And during that time, actually, our investors told us, okay, you have to prove that the model actually works, because back like 2 years ago, everybody thought that we're crazy. Like, even my mother actually told me, what is this crazy idea? People would open their homes to other people. So our investors said, okay, you have to take one city and prove that you can bring hosts and bring guests, and that the guests will pay to actually go to other people's home. And so for various reasons, we chose Barcelona to be our first city, because they told us Tel Aviv, it's too small and it's not interesting, and you know everybody, so maybe you succeed in Tel Aviv, but how do we know that afterwards you succeed outside of Israel? So we chose Barcelona, and I came here about a year and a half ago. So this is me in La Rambla, the top of La Rambla. And it was terrible, because everyone that we came and we met, everyone told us it's crazy. Catalans would never open their homes to strangers. It's never going to work here. And I came with my partner here, and after 2 days we were sitting, we said, shit, it's never going to work. We go back to Israel. Yeah, or maybe we give up the whole thing. But at the end we said, okay, let's just try it. Anyway, we're here, like, we met nice people, so we just give it a try. And we met here an amazing guy who's now our community manager. His name is Joel. And yeah, we said, let's just give it a try. And he started actually recruiting hosts through meetups and personal friends. And anyway, in February last year, we launched our new version of the website, which I think looks a little bit better than what I showed you before. And we put all those things that I told you, like rating, and you can pay online, which you couldn't do before. So we improved a lot of things. And then within, I think it was around the World Telecom Conference, something like that. And then within like 2 days, this guy booked a meal for $857. So he's American and he came for this conference and he wanted to invite like a group of friends. So he made a booking and it was amazing. Like the first booking of it with him, he said, wow, somebody's actually paying us for this thing, so it might actually be working. And this was the first dinner that we did here in Barcelona. The host name is Chubby, and I'm actually going for the first time tonight to eat at his place. So he was a chef in like a 3-star Michelin restaurant. And yeah, so that was the first dinner. And then we started going to conferences. This is a conference in Israel. This is a conference in Berlin. And it looks, again, talking about perception, it looks amazing and everything, but it was actually terrible. So I'm giving a speech there on the left, and there are two people in the audience. So it felt really stupid. And but then, yeah, like a month afterwards, we applied to TechCrunch Disrupt. I don't know if you know this competition. It's probably for the startup world, it's the most known competition in the world. So it's in New York, and they accept 30 startups every year out of like 2,000 applications from all over the world. So we said, let's submit an application, although we didn't believe that we'd get in, but we got in. And a month later, I was actually standing on a stage in this amazing conference in New York. There were like 2,000 people in the audience and TV, and it was, I felt like a rock star for 7 minutes. Yeah, and we didn't win, but it was an amazing experience. And ever since then, it's been pretty amazing. So today, we already have around 8,000 applications from hosts from all over the world, from over 100 countries, including places like Iran and weird places that you don't even understand how they heard about EatWith. Yeah, so we have 107 countries, and these are like kind of emails that we're getting from Indonesia, and every time I get this email, I'm really, okay, but how did you hear about EatWith? And obviously, these people don't know that we're Israelis, so, because otherwise from Iran, I don't think that they will apply. So we have almost 500 hosts today that we approved, because we're doing vetting for all of our hosts, including Monica, which is one of our hosts. And we are today live in over 35 countries. We had thousands of guests, so this is from August, so I think almost like 8,000 or 10,000 people have gone through EatWith, and they paid money for it, so we actually feel like we're creating value both for the host and the guest. Yeah, that's the total number that we processed in the last few months. And I think the most amazing thing has been that the average rating that the guests give the host is 4.8 out of 5. So people actually have amazing experiences, which I think this is, for us, has been the most rewarding and amazing thing. And so this is our team. It's growing a little bit more than that today. And every time when we have a low moment, I actually remind myself, so this is something that my partner and I wrote when we started, because we both had startups before, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a second. So we knew that it's going to be really, really hard. So when we started, we actually sat down and we asked ourselves, do we really want to do it? And if so, why? I mean, we can go and get a job, and it's probably going to be much easier, and we're going to get paid much better. And so we really wanted to make sure that we know why we're doing that and if it's worth it. And that's what we came up with after like 2 hours. So the vision was to bring people together 1 meal at a time. And I still have it in the office. So when there are bad days, I look at it and I remember, why am I doing that? And it's basically been amazing. So last month, we actually closed a big round with one of the leading VCs in the world from the US. And we're moving the whole team to San Francisco now. I'm actually moving in 3 weeks from Tel Aviv to San Francisco. And yeah, the idea is to just keep expanding EatWith and to make it a real alternative to the restaurants wherever you are in the world. So that's essentially the story. This is we had a 1 year birthday here about a month ago, so this is from the birthday. So that's the story, like the nice version of the story. And if you want, I can share with you a little bit my background and a little bit more about the ups and the downs of startups, and then I'll be happy to answer any question you have. So my story, like I told you, I started Haifa, then I did the army in Israel like everyone else, and then I had this dilemma, because my father is a lawyer in Israel and my grandfather was an entrepreneur. So I always kind of like didn't know, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an entrepreneur. At the end, I went to law school in Israel, and afterwards I got accepted to be the intern of the state attorney in Israel, in Jerusalem. And then I stayed there for 3 more years and I did the litigation before the Supreme Court in Jerusalem. And it was pretty amazing, and as a young kid, they let you litigate in the Supreme Court, which is a dream for every young lawyer. But then after a year or two, I started looking at the lawyers on the other side of the table, which were the leading lawyers on the private sector in Israel, because only if you're top lawyer, you get to litigate in the Supreme Court. And I said to myself, okay, when I grow up, that's not I don't want to be like that. And, no offense, I have the, no lawyers here, but it just wasn't the role model that that I wanted. And so after 2.5 years, I applied to business school in the States. And I applied to like Columbia and NYU, and they didn't get me, but they didn't accept me. But then I have some relative in San Francisco, and they told me there is this business school here, which is called Stanford. You should also apply. And so I did some research, and I saw that it's one of the best MBA programs in the world, and they only take one Israeli every year. So I told them that there's no point even applying, because they're never going to take me in. But at the end, they convinced me to apply, and somehow I got in. So I went with my wife to San Francisco, and we did this program for 2 years. And then when I graduated, one of my professors offered me to start a business with him. So the idea was to aggregate the... So all the restaurants in the States, they go through health inspections. Like every 3 months, there is an inspector coming in and give a score to the restaurant. So we said, okay, let's take this information and create this web page that you can actually see the health score and the history of all the restaurants in the U.S. to know if they're clean and if they're safe. And that's what we did. So we started this company that was called Clean Scores. And the idea was good, but I had no idea what I was doing. And we had a terrible team, and the professor after 2 months told me, you work, I'm teaching at Stanford, and you do all the work basically, but since it's my idea, I take 50% of the company. So yeah, it was just a mess. And after a year that we couldn't figure out how to make money of this thing, I actually shut it down. And talking about a roller coaster, it was a very, very low moment, because all my friends from business school, they're all working for McKinsey and Goldman Sachs, and they were doing a lot of money. And I had this company that just went bankrupt, and yeah, it was a very low moment. And then I went back to Israel, and I joined this solar company. So in 2008, solar was big, kind of like in Spain back then. And I did it for like 2 years, and it was nice, but I felt that I want to go back to doing something of my own, like something entrepreneurial. So I left, and then for almost a year, I was looking for an idea. And every day it was waking up in the morning and finding the energy to actually go and meet with people and try and look for ideas. And it was a really tough year, because it was really, I remember every day was a battle, a new battle. And then, like I told you, almost by mistake, my wife and I took this vacation, and we came up with the idea for Eatwith. And yeah, and then everything starts, they kind of like started and went the way I just told you, and the last 2 years have been amazing. So I showed you the good version. There were tons of low moments also, like the time where in Barcelona everybody told us we were crazy, and there are bad days that you have to fire employees. And so it's ups and downs, but I think that all in all, like we talked before, it's about persistence, about finding the right team, and about just believing and continuing to execute on this dream that you have, and just seeing that every day you make a small progress. So if I look back a year and a half ago, and I see the things that we achieved, it's amazing. Although when you're in it every day, you ask yourself a lot, okay, but I'm not progressing, or what's going on, it's not working, or so... So yeah, so what I'm trying to say that at the end of the day, I think we said that there are a lot of ideas out there. It's at the end of the day, it's about being persistent and believing in the idea and just continuing and following your dream. And I don't know, for me, it's worked so far. I mean, we still have a long way to go, and we still have a lot of challenges before us. But looking back, it was really the most rewarding 2 years that I had in my life.